Hello and welcome to the Houston Indie Media Show. This is your host, Courtney, and on assignment and on the phone with us today is Rachel. Rachel, how are you doing?
Doing great, and as always, excited to share the airwaves with you for the next 30 minutes.
Well, let's go ahead and jump right in. Do you want to go ahead and let us know what the show's going to be about?
Sure. Well, one of the things, as KPFT listeners are aware, the station continues to grapple with some personnel changes and also some financial challenges. And on the heels of that, on July 25th, Larry Winters had essentially sent an email to all programmers and what became known as the gag order. And I just want to share, because I think it's important to help set up some of our discussion this evening and also some of the recent board meeting that we're going to air in just a few minutes. He wrote on July 25th, "Dear KPFT programmers, it has come to our attention that recent management and staff changes at KPFT have been discussed on our KPFT airwaves. We have received legal advice about this, and effective immediately, all personnel decisions must be kept highly confidential for the protection of those persons who have been removed, for their replacements, and for KPFT and the Pacifica Foundation. Pacifica, as the holder of the licenses of all Pacifica stations, has the responsibility to ensure that its broadcasters do not bring harm to past or present employees, and further, that they do not create legal liability for the station or the network. It is and has been longstanding policy that any discussion of management and staff changes be limited to properly noticed closed meetings of the local station board. Therefore, any on-air discussions of these topics must be approved by me as the interim general manager at KPFT. Any commentary about recent staff management changes and or programming changes broadcast on KPFT from this day forward that is not approved by the general manager is subject to disciplinary action. Measures are needed to ensure that both KPFT and Pacifica are not subject to legal liability. Further, we must not allow our airwaves to be used to defame, denigrate, or disparage past or present employees or board members. To do so is not only morally reprehensible and bad radio, but violates the letter and spirit of the Pacifica Bylaws admission statement. Thank you for your cooperation in helping to build a better KPFT. Best regards, Larry Winters."
And what our very own Venetia, who's also been out on assignment, attended the LSB board on March 23rd and has brought some great audio for us to hear. Now, Venetia has written up a little, like, intro notes to what we will hear. So on this recording that we're going to play, you're going to hear the voice of Larry Winters, who is the current interim general manager of KPFT, who was unilaterally hired by the then interim executive director of Pacifica, Bill Crozier, who also unilaterally fired Dr. Kamau, the first non-Anglo manager of KPFT. Crozier is currently still a member of the KPFT local station board and the Pacifica National Board. He was tried and found guilty by the board in November of multiple charges, including the firing of the interim GM, Dr. Obadike Kamau, in a manner that is inconsistent with the Pacifica bylaws and Dr. Kamau's employment agreement, straining ties between KPFT, Pacifica, and the Houston community that supports them. You will also hear from PK, a local station board member, listener representative, who recently resigned. And this motion was on the agenda for months since last year. Also relevant to this clip is the mention of Larry Winters not being present at the monthly local station board meeting. The general manager is an ex officio member of the board. The manager is supposed to attend these meetings. Winter has not been to one meeting since he was unilaterally hired, sometimes not even citing with the general manager's not even sending in, excuse me, the general manager's report. The local station board has formally requested him to attend the meetings and have even passed motions directly to him to attend. So, Rachel, did you want to read the rest of Venetia's notes, or if not, I can.
Then go for it.
Okay. So, in italics, Venetia has indicated that passed at January's local station board meeting, the interim GM's attendance at LSB, whereas Article 7, Section 2 of the Pacifico Foundation bylaws states that the station's general manager shall serve as a non-voting member of the station's LSB, and whereas it is the interim GM's duty as a non-voting member of the station's LSB to attend LSB members as an ex officio member. And whereas Article 7, Section 3 of the Pacifica Foundation bylaws states that it is the LSB's responsibility to prepare an annual written evaluation of the station's general manager. And whereas Mr. Winters was hired on 7/2017 and has yet to attend one LSB meeting, be it hereby resolved that Mr. Winters be directed to ensure his presence at each future LSB member meeting while serving as KPFT's interim general manager. Now, Venetia further added, keep in mind that other than in the very beginning and the bleep in the middle, this clip has not been edited. What you will hear is the actual discussion of the gag order. Please also keep in mind that the gag order was in effect, and also during the tenure of longtime General Manager Dwayne Bradley, the interim General Manager Larry Winters has gone on the air himself and disparaged the station, the foundation, the board, and other programmers. And we are just letting people know what's going on, because this is our station and we all give our money for it to be here. So it's important that we know exactly what's happening. So with that being said, Rachel, did you have anything you wanted to add?
No, just absolutely. The thing I will just say is this is also why for the last several months, while we would try to direct people to our Facebook page and those sorts of things and other websites to be able to learn about what was going on and what continues to go on. And so I'm excited that we are going to be able to air this. And also, you know, just to kind of echo what you were saying, you know, this is important. This is our station. I know board business is not necessarily the most salacious or sexy or maybe even necessarily interesting for people, but it is important. And so, I'm glad that we're able to air this.
I am as well. So with that, we're going to try to get this playing right now for you. And again, this audio and the intro that I read was provided by Venetia, who is out on assignment right now. And hopefully she'll be bringing us some more stuff as well. So with that, here we go.
Call orders in the day.
That's what we're about to do right now. Let's now look at the motion under unfinished business. PK?
I made this motion based pretty much when Larry Winters took over, and immediately there started to be a censorship. And recently I've learned that some programmers were trying to work with other programmers about Black Panther, and they had made a PSA for it. And a couple of people said, I can't do it, I'll lose my job, I'll lose my program. Now, I could tell you who some of these people are, but they really are afraid that they will lose their programs. And the censorship, you know, you can't talk about what's going on, but some people do talk about what's going on. Dwayne Bradley did, he used the bully pulpit to tell everybody what he thought was going on or what he wanted us to know that was going on. And these programmers, it doesn't have to be factional. They can tell news, they can tell their support for the station, But I think this gag order and the censorship, hidden as it is, but real, should be that we should tell this general manager, this interim general manager that was chosen for us, that it is no longer acceptable, and that the people who have programs, that do their programs, raise their money, and are doing things to make things work, have that gag order removed and the threat of losing their programs rescinded.
Okay.
I second the motion.
Okay. Now it's up for discussion.
Put my hand up.
Take it to four.
I listened to the first 20 minutes of Larry Winter's show last Saturday at noon. Within that 20 minutes, he disparaged the board twice. It was pointed out to me by one of the board members that he is also a member of the board. The previous week, Stacey Davis pitched with him. They made sexual innuendos. Every time I had the radio on, I heard them. This Saturday, but the point here is disparaging the board. So he is taking the station's information against the gag order and using it. It's not the only time I've heard him do that either. Practically every time I hear him on the air, he's doing this. So, I guess it was what okay for some, but not for others. I've got a problem with that.
Amos,
yeah.
Do you agree?
Thank you.
You will.
Thank you. I'm not against. I'm for it.
Anybody against you, against the bill?
Against the motion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, people are like this is a new thing. There's been a gag, like this 25 gag order. There's been a policy that Pacific has had for years about not airing dirty laundry, internal conflicts on the air, especially in a way that's disparaging of other people. And
show it to me.
And
yeah,
you passed it years ago. I don't know. The problem is finding stuff in minutes from past years. I'll see if I can find it. But it sounds like from what you were saying is there's a second or third hand information too. It'd be nice to hear the specifics. I've heard some things that were say way out of were quoted way out of context, and when I went back and checked, it wasn't what the person had thought they heard. So I know I just like to hear more specifically what it is, but I don't know anything about PSAs being blocked or people afraid to report a PSA. I don't know what was in the PSA, but I guess that would be the question too. We need to find out what the specifics are.
Request for information.
May I respond to that?
He had a
request for information. Madam Chair, could you ask the member who referred to Larry being on his program on Saturday to clarify that he did mean this Saturday?
This past Saturday?
You
mean this past Saturday?
This past Saturday, twice disparaging the LSB. The previous Saturday or Saturday before
okay,
that,
yes,
you did.
Yes,
sir, request
the information. You can.
The FCC violations that I heard were two weeks ago.
I have another request for information.
And I was told that there were FCC violations again this Saturday.
Madam Chair, I have another request. I think it's germane to the issue that we're faced here. We're talking about a general manager. The question that our board member just stated that the man was sick, that it was pneumonia giving us a friend he had dead. I want to know how can he be at the station talking noise on Saturday at the same time and he's not here in this meeting or at least sending a report because pneumonia don't work that way. I've had pneumonia before. You can't go down to the station and talk noise about people. So which one is it? Is it fake or is it real?
I know what it is. I'll tell you the truth, too. I would also like to make a comment in general about the gag order. PK, I would encourage you to encourage those programmers to break the gag. In other words, to go ahead and speak. My reason is twofold. Number one, it would be highly irregular, and I believe that we could fight it, that they would ever lose their show. They would get disciplined, possibly, okay? But that can be effective. The other thing is, I've heard people on the air doing the same thing. Larry is aware of them doing it, and he don't do nothing about it. Nothing about it. Now, what happened on Saturday is this, with regards to Larry and being sick. Larry is really sick. And we don't want him there anyway, because he's really agitated, and I mean, you know, like he's on steroids, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what happened on Saturday was Larry was not planning on coming in.
In his personnel stuff.
No, it doesn't. Hey, let's
talk
about
this on YouTube. Isn't this personnel?
But it's public stuff.
Let's keep it real. So anyway, Larry was not going to come in on Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Rick Izquierdo perceives Larry Winters as being extremely incompetent and talks about him on the air. So Larry came into the building on Saturday. This is true. This is the truth. Larry came in on a Saturday because he was mad at Rick.
Went too sick.
He was mad at, well, he did it to his whatever. I mean, he is sick. He's probably going to be very sick.
Not the good thing.
But anyway, long story short, And just so you know, in past years, I, as a programmer, have broken gag rules. And what happens? I get, like, suspended from a show. So there is precedence where if these people were to, their shows were to genuinely be threatened, we would have a leg to stand on. And again, like I said, Larry hadn't said a word to Rick. He comes in there and talks to him on there, but I would think that the manager should call that programmer in and have a
professional manager.
Well, I
never had to go after somebody's chest.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just sharing my experience and saying, hey, break it.
I'm here.
Chair.
Okay.
Adrian, Ted, Joseph,
and then Matthew.
And then Matthew. Okay. And remember now, we trying to get out.
Yeah.
7 minutes, unless y'all like.
I appreciate what Rhonda has shared. Yeah. I really do. However, I'm also very afraid to encourage the programmers to do that, because it is my understanding that Lisa Blaylock lost her show because of something similar to that. And Rhonda, anyway, so that, I guess that's another discussion, but that's a very scary proposition. So I would prefer it to come from us as a
right. Okay.
And then the other thing too is, if Larry is disparaging the board on the air, talk about an instance of airing our dirty laundry. If the whole idea is for us not to air our dirty laundry, what is a general manager doing airing our dirty laundry on the board and then prohibiting everyone else from doing it?
That's
interesting. And I'd like to know, furthermore, if anyone is doing anything about this, and if the IED is aware that Mr. Winters, who doesn't even deign to show himself at this meeting, is disparaging the board on the air.
All right, Rachel, would you like to add the outro?
Sure. The KPFT local station board meets publicly every second Wednesday of the month. The next meeting that's coming up is going to be on April 11th at 7 p.m., and that's going to be on the first floor of the Montrose Center. Also, people need to know, while the meeting does start at 7 o'clock, the time that's designated for public comments is from 8 to 8:30. Now, regarding the gag order, or what's commonly been known as the gag order, the motion reversing it passed 9-4, 2 against, and 2 abstentions. There was an amendment added to this motion that the KPFT local station board should be able to review any decision that the general manager makes to remove a show. That is what resulted in 1 vote against and 2 abstentions. And so, you know, that's just kind of really where we are at. And so, you know, like I said, you know, I just appreciate the audio coming from B regarding, you know, what's going on with the station. And, we hope to be able to continue to talk about relevant internal dynamics as they present themselves to KPFC.
All right. And if you want to help me, because I don't have all of the information and I'm certainly not looking at it right now, the series of events sort of started with the retirement of Dwayne Bradley after the review from the LSB that took several years to produce his retirement. After he retired, then Obadike Kamau came in as interim general manager, and then he was here for 2 months, and then he was fired, and the basis of that firing was that during the 2 months he was here, he did a pledge drive, and it didn't make the money it was supposed to make, and so they used that as the basis to terminate him. And then Mr. Winters was brought in, and under Mr. Winters, we have had, I know, one full pledge drive, and we just ended a pledge drive. I don't know the official outcomes of either of the three pledge drives that I'm speaking of, but that's sort of the best history that I have. Did you want to add anything, Rachel?
Yes. You know, Dr. Kamau was fired on July 14th. I know there was a meeting in which the public questioned that firing at that time. And Bill Crozier at that time stated he was not going to talk about it because it was an internal personnel matter and wasn't going to say why he was fired when he was confronted with listener members that had concerns and questions. That being said, previously, the reason that you were able to cite that the alleged reason was because Dr. Kamau did not make his pledge goal is because that was a direct quote, take quote, that Mr. Crozier made to the Houston Chronicle, which, as we know, has a large readership. So, you know, it was one of those deals where, yes, you do have to be careful with personnel issues. There are, you know, it is important to maintain confidentiality and so forth and so on. That being said, once you let that genie out of the bottle and you do something like make a statement that gets put in print in the Houston Chronicle, you then don't get to put the genie back in the bottle, which is exactly what this gag order, coupled with the refusal to make comments at board meetings, was designed for.
So, as a community person who gives through time, through other resources, and as a programmer on the station, with the information that we just heard, can you talk a little bit just about your feelings in the lifting of this gag order?
Well, I mean, I think as a collective, we have never shied away from controversy. Several years ago, when the Israeli conflict was on the air in KPFT, you know, we were one of the shows that did cover it as a news story and did share information. And I think it is important regardless. I mean, even NPR publicly reported on one of the people that is very high up in their organization and the sexual harassment charges. In addition, there was also, you know, a number of other more corporate news organizations have confronted similar things as the Me Too movement has gained steam and as women and other people have come out more and spoke about inappropriate interactions that have taken place in the workplace and unfortunately still are prevalent in the workplace, be it sexism, racism, what have you. And so if these large news agencies, be it nonprofit or corporate news agencies, are able to report on themselves, I think it's only fair that Houston Indy Media, KPFT Local News, and all other news programs within the Pacifica Network are able to do the same, and we have a responsibility to do so.
And just to answer the same question myself, I think it makes good radio. I thought it's very interesting to hear what happens behind closed doors at the LSB. So I am grateful that we are putting it out there, and we are maybe the first group to talk about the fact that there has been a gag order. So I'm glad that the radio station is here. I'm glad for all of the pledges that were recently given so that we can continue to talk about what it looks like when they talk. You know, there's been a lot of protests going on, and one of the chants that I hear in my head is, this is what democracy looks like. This is what democracy looks like. It looks like sometimes people disagreeing. It looks like meetings. It looks like struggle, whether it be on air or off the air. But together, we try to create a space that is safe for everyone to use and to everyone to benefit from. And that's the purpose, along with creating peace, is the purpose of Pacifica. So with that being said, I think we have maybe like a minute left. Rachel, do you want to give your closing thoughts?
No, I mean, I think you really just nailed it. And, you know, I'm excited to share the airwaves with you. I'm excited to have this outlet. I'm very grateful for it. And I look forward to continuing to do this. And next week, we are actually going to be talking about the grassroots immigrant boat rescues that are taking place off the coast of Italy from Syria. And we will have a former KPFT local news reporter, Seema Jalani, who was recently on one of those boats, to share that experience.
That is more exciting stuff. So tune back in. This is the Houston Indie Media Show. We're on the air Fridays, 7:30 to 8 o'clock on 90.1 on your dial. We can't wait to be with you again next week. And Rachel, you want to sign off with me?
Sure. Don't
hate the media.
Be the media.